So, Grimmel, this is what ours used to look like. Now you've got it, or you're going to have it. Grimmel used to import, you know, both large pieces and the shredded pieces. This is one of their sprayers. It's a jet sprayer. It puts out a mist of water, which is, goes onto the pile, you know, when they're working the pile. This is all reconfigured. It used to, the metal used to be where the salt pile, this particular salt pile is. It used to be closer to the pier. The pier sets over to the...
And what happens with the spraying in the winter time? They don't spray. They're still putting, turning.
They were still obligated to spray in the winter time.
Really?
And what does the spraying do?
The spraying keeps the dust down. There were two issues with Grimmel in Portsmouth. One was right across the street over here, where it was a condominium complex. And when the wind would blow out of the prevailing west or northwest, coming down the river, it would blow over onto these houses. So while it was eventually shown that the dust was not hazardous, it was certainly a nuisance.
It could be hazardous at any given point.
Well, all I can say is the New Hampshire Department of Environmental Services finally did an air quality study. They categorically proved that it was coming from this state property, because that's what it was, or is, and from Grimmel Industries. And that was the only place it could possibly be coming from. So Grimmel eventually, you know, sprayed more during their operations when they were moving metal from a stockpile onto trucks that went over to the pier and dumped it on the pier, and then was picked up by grapple on the ship to load onto the ship.
I think that's the process that they're proposing in Searsport, right?
Yeah, it's the exact same thing.
Pile A to the dockside pile. Yep.
And, you know, I've already had conversations. They were dropping a lot of metal into the water. Grimmel finally did agree to put in some skirting, which certainly reduced it probably by 99%. But not only the air quality was not the issue that got us into it, the issue was the stormwater issue. And there were several outfalls here, five, and the stormwater was simply coming off the piles and going into the Piscataqua River. The agency that oversaw the operation was called the Pease Development Authority, and they were receiving water quality reports. And we became aware of them. We started looking at them. We realized that the water quality, there were exceedances for the water quality in many categories, the two worst ones being mercury and PCBs. And then there was a host of other metals. I don't have them with me, but iron, zinc.
All the good ones.
Cadmium. What?
All the good ones.
Yeah.
Lead.
Lead.
Yeah.
And a couple other categories. One's it's called TSS, which is total suspended solids, and BOD, biological oxygen demanding particles that are going to use up oxygen in the water. So we got the EPA involved. CLF did not take them. We were going to take them to court. Chose not to. The EPA got involved directly and forced them to make some changes. Spray the piles, put in some stormwater controls, which is basically a small perimeter to retain the water on site so it couldn't wash off anywhere. And they were supposed to treat the water before it went down one of the drains, basically, one of the outfalls. And they actually made some progress with the PCBs and the mercury. But with the others, they never made the commitment to the stormwater controls that they were advised to install.
Now, didn't they have a deadline of last April? They were supposed to have a new chemical plant or filtration.
All along,
or
they knew. They knew that they, if mechanical operations didn't work, that they had to install some chemical treatment in order to get those metals out. They chose not to do that. They were told that if that was not successful, they even had to go as far as putting everything under a structure, under a roof.
Well, that is one way of preventing stormwater.
Yes, which the PDA was not going to allow them to use. I mean, this port is the Port of New Hampshire. It's not very large. Okay, it's the only port that New Hampshire has. And it is owned by the state, run by the PDA, and we've had a lot of wind turbines come into the site. We've had other stuff here. We've had salt here. And it is true, Grimmel got hit with a fine, a cash fine, and also they had to contribute money to a SEP, which is a supplemental environmental project. It was an oyster restoration effort, and that money went to the Nature Conservancy upriver. The PDA finally decided last June, when the contract came up, that they were tired of dealing with Grimmel and Grimmel's problems, because Grimmel never paid very much to be there, and I don't think the PDA held their feet to the fire in terms of the cost of having them there. I don't think they were making much money at all off of Grimmel. There were too many environmental headaches. There was too much dust. There was too much stormwater, and they basically said goodbye. And that's, Grimmel did indeed move out by December 31st this past year, and we were watching to see where they would go. I'm the first to tell you I'm not opposed, as I would say nobody in this room is opposed to recycling. And I always contended that if this operation could be done in a manner that did not pollute either the air or the water.
Of course it can.
I had no issue with it. You know, I fully expected it to go upriver to Sprague Energy property. Sprague has a lot upriver. And instead they went to Sprague here. Now,
did you hear? I understand that Schnitzer wanted to. It's another scrap metal. They wanted to have containerized ferrous metal, and they even made a proposal. And I guess there was too many in the same place. I guess it wasn't the room.
It was even Grimley even actually threw that idea out there once.
Did they?
Yes, but it never happened.
Yeah.
And what you have to remember is that this is like right on the edge of downtown. So for many, it became an eyesore. It was the entrance to downtown Portsmouth. So there was a lot of people that were starting to say, I don't know if this $500,000 a year that we don't get that goes to the state anyways is really worth it. So there was a lot going against Grimmel finally. In the end. Now, you emailed me some stuff.
Oh, right.
And I wanted to respond to it, and this would be, I'll just tell you what I think now. What I saw in the documents you sent me were the normal Sprague Energy permits that they need from the state to operate what they have. Okay?
What they have.
What they have minus Grimmel, right. Because all that ever talks about is the amount of flow that they could put through a particular outfall. It talks about the TSS, the total suspended solids, and it talks about the oil and grease, the 15 milliliters per 15 grams per milliliter? Per liter. 15 grams per liter in some of the outfalls, not all of them. And it talks about, pH. But still, what's lacking from that, and my question is will Sprague have to amend the permit to accommodate Grimmel? Because you're talking about a whole, except for one item, you're talking about a whole different set of substances. Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
The only one that's the same is this TSS now, this total suspended salt. You're talking about the lead, you're talking about PCBs, you're talking about mercury, you're talking about, aluminum. I mean, I can send you the list, but I already sent them up in some of those water quality reports. But it seems to me that the permit that you gave me is an email. That's a done deal. The DEP has signed off on it already, and all it's missing is Sprague's signature, and then it becomes effective on that date. But you still don't have a baseline for all this other stuff I've mentioned for that site and that stormwater. So I think that they either need a new permit for it or it has to change their existing permit, which they're getting right now.
So they can't get away with just this?
That's for the oil.
As permitted, I see.
That's for oil storage.
Oh, right. Permitted existing water uses, maintained and protected. Well, not.
And that's a pretty standard,
it's 10 points type language.
From what I understand, those numbers in there aren't any different than probably what Irving would have or what Sprague and Irving would have, even down in New Hampshire. Because they're taken from, I can guarantee they're taken from EPA regulations. I don't think the state of New Hampshire is making them. The state of Maine is making them up. So that's my comment on the stuff you sent me wrong. You still don't have that baseline, and I think that's oh so important to have before Grimmel starts to operate there.
Now you're talking about the baseline of what chemicals are in the sediments, what's in the holding ponds.
What's in the water? What's in the outfalls now? Hmm. I think it needs to be tested for that whole list. TSS, BOD, all the metals, mercury, and lead, and PCBs that they've been responsible for in Portsmouth, you'd want to know, are they zero up there? Or are they elevated? And if they're elevated, it's the only way, or if it's zero, it's the only way you're going to be able to tell 3 or 4 months from now when they do that quarterly water quality report that needs to happen.
Well, let me ask Peter.
Whether or not there's any changes.
What was happening? I mean, I thought the planning board wanted to insist on it. It was very peculiar.
The planning board members, all at the session after the initial public session, they all seemed to say some very good things, including the chairman, who's a former longtime employee of Sprague. They talked about how they wanted to, it was very important to get baselines. And then at the next meeting, they're talking about, it's a lot of trouble, and they're going to let the DEP identify.
Oh, get out of here, is that right?
Let the DEP identify what needs to be tested for. But they seem to have abandoned the idea of, and so we've got a meeting coming up Monday where maybe our last chance to put this in front of them. Now, this was all supposed to go under Sprague's wastewater license, and Sprague representatives have been at these sessions, and their environmental guy has talked, and he was asked, well, what happens to the stormwater? Well, it goes to a retention pond, okay? And then what? And then, it's in the retention pond, and then at a certain point we let it go into the secondary pond. And then what? Oh, and then it goes into the water. A lot of concern we have in Searsport right now is we know the history of Portsmouth. It took 9 years of obviously widespread dissatisfaction with Grimmel. It took 9 years before the EPA actually acted. And, we don't have this kind of opposition in Searsport. It's still strongly a kind of industrial, old-fashioned company town, and it's jobs, and then there's the whole business of, well, it's a bunch of effete people from away who don't want their view obstructed by hardworking people trying to make a decent living. These are very strong sentiments.
Yeah,
and the anti-yuppie backlash.
But you're saying that the bottom line is that they've abandoned their commitment to requiring this baseline study unless DEP makes them do
well,
it?
Well, it's still, I guess they're waiting to see what the water report is going to be, what the inspection protocols are going to be. My concern is, You had protocols in Portsmouth, and you had a powerful agitated citizenry. As I believe I read that city council was
finally, but early on.
The third year, they voted unanimously to
in the beginning,
PDA.
There was only a couple of us who objected to it.
The city manager was...
Finally.
Oh, I thought he voted against...
Finally, he did. Finally, he came on board when he saw the way the tide was going.
Yeah.
But early on, no.
Well, in the Portsmouth papers, that's all I... In the Portsmouth papers, what I did read was that, there were very harsh criticisms made of this operation almost from the beginning. It wasn't what they expected, the size of the piles, and then, junk metal in the streets. And
yes, and that was actually the result of one or two people who were very vocal.
Yeah.
But never carried much political weight.
Yeah. I mean, we've already seen Tim McGarrity, the general manager there.
Same ones.
Sit in front of our board of selectmen because they had to give them a junkyard permit first before it went for site plan review. And the chairman of the board of selectmen, who's plainly, wants to facilitate everything for him, he's murmuring through the conditions and he goes, let me see, okay, no, that's 6.71 and no, there's no this, no, not that. Tim is trying, nope. And he says, just running through the boilerplate, produces special or hazardous waste, nope, and blah, 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 and on to the next one. Well, that's not
very thorough.
If I were you, what I would do, the emails that you sent me this afternoon, there are contact names in there. And I can't tell you which one.
Okay, that's just the permit and the special conditions.
And not the Sprague one. Don't call Sprague, but there are the DEP contacts in here.
How about Jenna Wood? Do you know her? She's an out. She's does Jenna outfall. Wood. Jenna, like J-A-N-N-A.
No. No.
She's an outfall field specialist.
No, I would go. I would contact the DEP contact for those permits, and tell them what potentially is going to happen. I can't believe they're not going to be able to give you good information. The EPA has minimum amounts that should not be exceeded for these different metals. And I will, if you don't have it, I will send up one of the water quality reports. And it'll give you the values and the exceedances over time.
Good, as you know, under...
I need your... What's your hard copy? What's your mailing address?
Oh, P.O. Box 1871.
Yeah.
Rockland?
Yep,
it's 04841.
All right, I'll do that.
841.
Yeah. Do you know of any places where metals are recycled without the kind of problems involving... water pollution that are inevitable with this? Are there any?
I have to say no.
Nobody's doing it right anywhere.
I don't know that no one's doing it right. Grimmel doesn't have, unfortunately for Grimmel, Grimmel doesn't have a good history in this state. They actually started out in Topsom. Yes.
It's where they're
in Oakland.
Still.
Topsom?
Yeah.
Topsom is the address for the owners, Betty and whoever the husband is. Still under their name. And then they have the facility in Oakland, which has had issues, and now they may have one here. And they've also got a big one out in Rensselaer, New York on the Hudson, and they've got one down in Sarasota. They've got one down in Savannah, Georgia. So it's a big business, for sure. But as far as who's doing it right, I don't know.
Right in your, at the north end of your watershed, you've got Berwick, the town of Berwick.
Yep.
Now there's a ferrous recycled metals operation called Berwick
Yeah.
Iron, Berwick Iron and recycle and iron metals recyclables.
Yeah.
Do you have any problem with them? I know they were trying to build a shredder a couple of years ago, and they got into trouble.
I don't know them well enough to comment. What I can tell you is that I can tell you more about the ones in New Hampshire than I can in Maine. Mm-hmm. And it has to do with, it goes back to this whole thing about regulated and unregulated states. Mm-hmm. And who can be sued without the local DES or DEP being involved, and who can't be. It gets really complicated. But we've been concentrating just on the ones in New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. And we've been going after, we've been checking to see if businesses have these multi-sector general permits for stormwater control. That's all I can say about that.
Now, looking at the image you got there right now,
it sounded
very, very nice when you say it's this pond and that pond, and I'm thinking these are basically sort of like they're like puddles. There's, you know, you think of these wonderful ponds, and you know, you blow this up, and there's a sort of a runoffy looking puddle, but I don't know where these wonderful ponds are.
I couldn't tell from the maps you sent me.
Yeah,
you know where the outfalls were on the site. You know,
there's some coming out on the left, and there's some
to place them here. You know, I just don't know. I only put this up because I knew you were going to talk about Grima. But like I said, you know, you've got to get that baseline. You really got to get it. If you want to point any fingers in the future, mm-hmm. you know, at Grima.
Would you recommend us doing it ourselves if they won't?
Well, I know why I had that picture up there.
Would you recommend our doing that ourselves if they won't? Hiring a you know, a competent enviro consultant.
I think talk to the DEP first. Explain the situation to them. What I will do is I will contact my contact at EPA, who was I should be able to get an answer from her about enforcement.
Have you ever dealt with Patty Aho?
At Mack Point.
Wait, that's the challenge. And the regional DEP administrator, she's, you know...
I know.
Yeah, a real mess. I mean, I don't like these people because the line staff say it makes life hell for them.
Yeah, they're very demoralized right now.